Sounds and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. To be an Orthodox Christian, one must live with the cross at the very center of their lives. The Church, therefore, celebrates various feasts of the cross. One such feast is the Elevation of the Cross, which is celebrated on September 14th. This feast commemorates two findings of Christ's cross. First, by the Empress St. Helen, the mother of the Emperor Constantine in the 4th century, and second, the recovery of the cross by the Emperor Heraclius in the 7th century after it had been taken by the Persians. It was at this recovery that the cross was first elevated in the Church of the Resurrection in Jerusalem. This elevation of the cross has since been celebrated annually in the Orthodox Church. Originally a type of national holiday in the Eastern Christian Empire, it has transcended its original political origin and today remains a day of fasting and prayer. In the Troparion and Kentuckian texts, we can hear this original national anthem theme, which today takes on spiritual qualities for Orthodox Christians. The Troparion reads, O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Grant victories to the Orthodox Christians over their adversaries, and by virtue of your cross, preserve your habitation. The Kentuckian text continues the theme of the day. As you were voluntarily crucified for our sake, grant mercy to those who are called by your name. Make all Orthodox Christians glad by your power, granting them victories over their adversaries, by bestowing on them the invincible trophy, your weapon of peace. The first Troparion selection will be sung by the Bicentennial Choir of St. Tikhon's and St. Vladimir's Orthodox Seminaries and Alumni, followed by the Troparion and Kentuckian, sung by the Ural Choir.
Victories to the Orthodox Christians.
The text of the Stihira of the Vigil service helped the faithful to understand the meaning of the feast. The exalted cross calls all of creation to praise the pure passion, the passion of Christ who was exalted on it. On the cross he killed the one who had killed us. Christ has brought us back to life. He has adorned us, making us worthy to live in the heavens. We rejoice and exalt his name and magnify his condescension. This setting by Johann von Gardner is a Padoban, which is a special melody to which other hymns are sung. Let's listen to the choir of the Russian Orthodox Cathedral in Paris. This next Stihira is sung at the end of the vigil during the veneration of the cross. Come, O faithful, let us fall down in worship before the life-creating tree. Christ, the King of Glory, stretched out his hands on it and exalted us to paradise, from where we had been driven by the devil's instigation. By it we are empowered to crush the heads of invisible enemies. Come, all generations of all nations, let us honor the cross of the Lord with songs. Rejoice, O perfect redemption of fallen Adam. Now all Christians venerate you in fear and love, singing, Have mercy on us, O gracious Lord and lover of man. This will be sung by the Ural Choir.
Thank you.
The Matins portion of the Vigil service provides our next Sekira verse. O marvelous wonder, the life-bearing tree, the Holy Cross, today is exalted. All the earth glorified it. All the demons tremble at it. Oh, what a wonderful gift has been granted us. By your cross save our souls, O compassionate Christ. This will be sung by the male choir, Drevnerusky Raspiev. The Matins canon, usually based on Old Testament canticles, can also focus on the feast being celebrated. O thrice blessed tree, on which Christ our King and Lord was crucified, through which the one who deceived Eve by the tree has been caught by God, who in the flesh was nailed on you, granting peace to our souls. This text, set in canon tone 8, is sung by the Patriarchal Choir of Moscow. The Hymn of Light follows the canon at Matins. As a special hymn, it is usually sung from the center of the church. Today the cross is exalted. Today creation is sanctified. Christ, who reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, stretched out his hands on it and drew all men to the knowledge of God. Make us who hope in you worthy of the glory of God. The Hymn of Light will be sung by the men's choir of the Valam Singing Culture Institute.
Oh.
The central hymn of the Elevation of the Cross is a Trisagion hymn, which takes its text from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 11 through 16, which tells of the city of the Lord, where Jews and Gentiles will live together and bow themselves down before the feet of God. This Trisagion hymn replaces the normal thrice holy. Before your cross, we bow down in worship, O Master, and your holy resurrection we glorify. As the festal period lasts for 8 days, this central hymn is sung many times in church. Our first selection is a 9th century setting by Isaiah the Serbian, sung by the Madrigal Ensemble of Moscow, followed with a setting by Chesnikov, sung by the Blagovest Ensemble.
Yeah.
The Divine Liturgy of the Elevation of the Cross contains many special hymns, one of which is the Ninth Ode, the Hymn to the Theotokos. Magnify, O my soul, the most precious cross of the Lord. You are the mystical paradise, O Theotokos, in which Christ blossomed. Through him the life-bearing wood of the cross was planted on earth. Now at its elevation, as we bow in worship before it, we magnify you. Let's listen again to the Ural Choir. As the cross is elevated on this feast, the communion hymn of the Divine Liturgy, taken from Psalm 4, elevates our own joy. The light of your countenance has shone on us, O Lord. Alleluia. This composition by Rimsky-Korsakov is sung by the Blagovest Ensemble. Let's return to the central hymn of the elevation of the cross. Before your cross, we bow down in worship, O Master, and your holy resurrection we glorify. This beautiful setting is by the composer Goncharov and is sung by the choir of the Intercession Church in Grodno.
Thank you.
listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 32. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day and that you will tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.